Tension continues to be evident at Mitchell commissioners' meetings. At a special meeting on Tuesday, January 16th, a citizen was escorted from the meeting after being told by Commission Chairman Phil Byrd she was being disruptive and to leave the room. She refused to leave, and Chairman Byrd had her removed by a deputy. Mr. Byrd comments on citizens attending meetings.
I realize there had been a question on public meetings and the commissioner meetings. What actually occurs is, except as provided under certain statutes for closed session, each official meeting of the public body, in this case the commissioners, shall be open to the public, and any person is entitled to attend such a meeting. The public, every meeting, they're invited to be there. They have the right to be there. But they also have the duty to attend the meeting and to conduct themselves properly. If it's just disarray and an uproar all the time, you can't proceed. Nothing can be done. And you know, I believe that that's the goal of some of these folks and a couple of the commissioners, or at least one of them, Mr. Saylor. But we're not going to let that happen because we have a duty to the people that elected us and the people to serve all the people of this county and to make sure that we do that proper and to do that in the most efficient and beneficial manner to other citizens. The legalities of it is it's considered a commissioner's meeting and it's an official meeting. And it's open to the public to come. The open meeting laws require that all these meetings be open where the people can see what their commissioners do. What it doesn't give is the right for the public to participate in the meeting. That is provided on one occasion per month, I think a minimum of 30 minutes, in a regular meeting. It has to be in a regular meeting that you have to do that. And that's when the public has the opportunity to comment to the Board of Commissioners directly in an open forum and express their concerns or their issues. Other than that, the time to do that is with your commissioners after the meeting, before the meeting, at home or at the store. I mean, this is where I talk to a lot of the constituents every day. I hope there's not a misconception that we don't want the public there or to participate in watching and seeing how the commissioners act. Now, that's a big issue for this board, is we want the public to have the easiest access possible and to have a complete and full record of what we say and do. That's why we have a PEG channel back as an issue that had been voted down or basically just snuffed out before. We want the people to see that. Commissioner Sparks had introduced the resolution to have this on the Internet. We want people there. We want them to know what's going on. These rumors that you hear in the community and up and down the hollers and whispers, That's not a way to try to conduct business and try to govern and try to get people to meetings to disrupt the meeting.
Mitchell Commission Chairman Phil Byrd. The charges of disrupting a public meeting have been dropped against the citizen who was removed from the meeting. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.